As you can hear, there's a game of football going on in front of me, and there are two unusual things about this. The first is that there's even a football field free to play on. This is in Port-au-Prince, where every square inch of free space has been taken up after the earthquake with shacks, tents, and places for people to live. The second unusual thing is that these players are all amputees. The match today is between the unofficial Haitian national amputee team and the Zarian Tarantulas, a team formed by amputees who've been helped by the Project Medishare medical charity from Miami.
I'm off with Massina. I lost my leg by the earthquake, but now I have soccer team here.
Tell me what happened to you in the earthquake.
So they have been tellement souki fort.
The ground was shaking so hard and violently beneath my foot, I couldn't move from where I was standing. Then the wall fell onto my leg and broke my leg. Then I saw that my bone was exposed. So I took off my shirt and wrapped the leg and rejoined that, replaced the bone together and wrapped it with my shirt. But they would not allow me to get inside the general hospital. So that night I didn't find a doctor. I stayed home for 3 days, then went back to a hospital. They still would not administer me. And then I had no choice but to go to the Dominican Republic. By that time, the leg was infected and they had to amputate it.
Were you a football player before your leg was amputated?
Yes.
And so did you think you'd ever be able to play football again?
No.
At that moment, when I first realized my leg was amputated, I didn't feel good at all because there wasn't nothing that was guaranteed that I would receive the type of I'm receiving right now.
The players on the field have all had their legs amputated and they're going around on their crutches and hopping on one leg. It's pretty amazing to watch. Very, very physical, very tough on the arms as they get around hopping, and they're not really giving any quarter. They're going at this hard. They clash into each other. Some of the moves they have, the passes, the back heels, I've seen bicycle kicks, really incredible stuff that it puts most recreational football players with both legs to shame. So tell me how you got to being here today playing football.
This football team, I'm the one that organized it and trained them for 5 months. What gave me the idea was that when I came to Medishare, I started exercising the leg and kicking a football with it, and it dawned to me that I can play football and start a football team.
So you were a welder before the quake. I understand you're also being now trained to make prosthetic limbs.
Yes, I have my boss. He will push me training prosthetic to make prosthetic for anybody who has amputee.
It's just been a fantastic save by the Zarian Tarantulas goalkeeper. One of the Haitian national players on a fast break was one-on-one with the goalie, took a shot that was blocked by a goalie who, remember, only has one arm, so it's a pretty good effort. There are 23 players on this team. Just over 50% of them suffered their amputations in the earthquake. Now, this is in a society where somebody once described to me being disabled or being an amputee is a bit like a death sentence. It's just not set up for them. The aim of this program is to help people reintegrate into society through sport. Wilfred, what have you got out of being part of this football team?
When I realized I was able to play football, it makes me feel very good because football is a worldwide loved sport, and it makes me feel very happy. Because if you can play football, it's like you have a beautiful life ahead of you. It's like you're able to work again.
La vie est belle pour moi parce que m'a continué travail et puis m'a joué football et m'a ça quand même loin.
Life is great for me because I'm going to continue to work. I will play football and I will do positive.